In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Your hands everywhere. Those following online, lift your hands and let's bless Him. Lord, we give you praise. Can you bless Him in the spirit? Bless Him in other tongues. Let your ears hear your mouth worship Him. Lord, we give you praise. We magnify you, God of all flesh. Blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Quickly lift your voice and ask Him for understanding tonight. We're here once again to drink of the fountain of life. This is Bethel, the place of bread. We receive grace to be nourished in the spirit. We receive understanding, illumination, insight, light. For that light shineth in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. Please pray from the depth of your heart. Lord, I cry for understanding. Thou, O Lord, art the fountain of light. It is in thy light that we see light. Illuminate our path, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Prophesy to yourself in 1 minute. The word of God is producing results in my life. Go ahead and prophesy. The Holy Spirit is at work in me, and He's causing the word to produce in my life. Are you praying? Shala Brasco di Bariata Gozabranch. Our God is an awesome God, He reigns from heaven above. From heaven. Sing it unto Him.
Our God is an awesome God. God is reigning from heaven above. Some power and love, our God.
Sing it two more times from the depth of your heart.
Our God is an awesome God. God is reigning.
Give us understanding tonight. We're gathered tonight because we need you. We need to learn, and we are humble to learn. We ask that your word will prevail over our lives, prevail over our minds, prevail over our circumstances. Lord, even as you have declared, this is our year of triumph, and we triumph on all sides in Jesus' name. I'd like you to hug everyone around you, and please be seated. God bless you. Generously greet and hug someone. I've said this prophetically, that we will all be great. And the beautiful part of it is that we all know ourselves. It will happen. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. in the name of Jesus. Thank you once again. I want us to just give all those sitting at the overflows, one and two, and those online, we're going to give them a very big round of applause just to appreciate them. It takes a lot of sacrifice. Thank you. If I were you outside, I'll clap for myself too. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And appreciate yourself for being obedient. That's how we eat of the fruit of the land. Hallelujah. The mystery of exemption, part 2. The mystery of exemption, part 2. Tonight's teaching is very powerful. Not powerful just because of the dispensing of the word, but its ability to produce results in our lives. You know, through the week, as I just spent a little time with God, I wrote something down that I would want to read verbatim, just the way it came to my spirit. I wanted to listen. I said, many believers have a lot of zeal and passion, but their understanding about realities, spiritual realities, is so small, they hardly experience any sustainable growth, breakthrough, or victory. Listen carefully. Many believers have a lot of zeal and passion. These were my contemplations during the week. But their understanding about spiritual realities is so small, they hardly experience any sustainable growth, breakthrough, or victory. And then I wrote this. The cure is submitting oneself intensely to teachings that supply useful informations and broaden our comprehension of spiritual things. This is what I preferred as the cure for this state of spiritual bankruptcy, where on one side a man can have all the zeal required, but another side he may not be able to sustain his growth, breakthrough. And I said the cure is not just to listen, but to submit yourself. It comes from the word baptizo, like a baptism. You baptize yourself intensely to teachings that supply useful information and broaden your comprehension of spiritual things. And that's what God is helping us to do. We've been looking at a number of strategic series that empower us to triumph. And we took a break last week so that we could take our time to celebrate the Easter and the communion. The mystery of exemption. How real is exemption? Is there such a reality in the spirit? Is there a provision in the dealings of God with men where a man can be exempted? Genesis chapter 4 verse 13. Let's start from there tonight. Media, let's work together tonight. Genesis chapter 4 verse 13. The reality of exemption. Everyone, please read. We are reading to verse 15. One, two, read. This was a situation between Cain and God. Are we together now? Cain, having discovered that he killed his brother, God pronounced certain judgments upon him, and this was the response of Cain. One, two, read. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. 14. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass, this was his fear, that everyone that findeth me, hold on before we go to 15, everyone that finds me, look at this kind of tragedy in a man's life. Everyone that finds you destroys you. And then something happened in verse 15. The first demonstration, or the second demonstration outside of the Garden of Eden, where we see a man being exempted. 15, read on please. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him. And the Lord set a mark upon
a man he had cursed. This was his request: reduce my punishment, O God. I know I'm already cursed. You have made me by your pronouncement a fugitive and a vagabond. And everyone, that means there was another mark. He said, anyone that sees me will kill me. And the Bible says, and the Lord set a mark upon Cain. Why? Lest any finding him should kill him. Does that mark still exist today? Where God can put upon a person, lest any sickness finding you will kill you. Lest any catastrophe. Exemption is a reality. You have to believe this. In the economy of God, the aspect and the dimension of kingdom reality you believe is what will become your experience. It is important to listen to men of God, listen to pastors. It is important to be loyal to people, but you are only loyal to them provided they are loyal to the word. If a man is not loyal to the word, I will not listen to him, because he will peg me around his limitation and present his limitation to be the full portrait of all that there is in God. So believing him in innocence, I will still be bankrupt of certain dimensions of spiritual reality. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Meaning, if you find at any point that I'm not interested in developing myself in the knowledge of God, you are authorized to divorce yourself from your loyalty to me. And he set a mark upon him. Exodus chapter 8, 22 and 23. Let's give the second scripture tonight and then we'll begin to build. Exodus. I like us to read it. We're reading 22 and 23 together. One, two, read. And I will sever in that day, read on, the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell. Listen. And that no swarms or flies shall be there, to the end that thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. Last verse. And I will, between my people and thy people, and he says, tomorrow shall this sign be. Exemption is a sign. A signboard leads somewhere. When I get to a place and I see someone's hair and a clipper upon it, it is a signboard saying there is a barbing saloon close. That means when God exempts you, it's a sign that the hand of God is within the vicinity at work in the life of a man. It says, tomorrow shall this sign. What sign? A division. Swarm of flies will come and devour people and their crops and their savings and everything. But I will put a division. Say, Lord, exempt me. Shout it with faith. Lord, exempt me. Exemption is real. It is a reality in the system of God. There are men, there are ministries, there are organizations that are working in the reality of that truth. And the goal of this teaching is to help us. You cannot boastfully speak of triumph in a year when you are watching things kill people. I think it was Kenny who was over at my place briefly, just for a word. And then he met me having a conversation with Ejimi. We're discussing something very serious. And then he said, I think a woman, I don't know, maybe the woman is here, a dear woman of God who lost two children concurrently, I think within this vicinity, lost a child. They went to bury the child before they came back, or I think immediately they came back, another one died. Don't ever tell me that's a natural death. No, sir. I know God enough to know witchcraft when I see it. Are we together? And I will put a division. A division. God, please pay attention to what I'm teaching you. I have taught again, and let me say this. The realities of the kingdom are available in Christ, but they are accessible through understanding backed up by obedience. That's what the Bible calls faith. Faith is not quoting scripture. Faith is that. The journey of faith starts with your understanding and accurate comprehension, not just of what God has said. The end of understanding is you know your role in the equation. If you don't know the part you have to play, you have not understood it. There are so many people, listen carefully, there are so many people who want the things God has said, but they do not, they even have the zeal to obey, but they are in confusion as to what their roles, the role that you have to play. Obedience is key if you are to experience anything in the kingdom. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 says, it shall come to pass in that day, if thou shalt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, it says to do and observe all that I command thee, to do and observe, not discuss and wish, not desire and intend, to do and observe all that I command thee this day, that this blessing shall come upon you, overtake you, right? And all of that. You shall be exalted above all the nations of the earth. This blessing shall come upon you and overtake you. So many believers are living in an illusion that because God is so mighty, He will not allow them die like that. After all, Jesus gave His only Son. Let me tell you something. This thing called the will of man is an implication on us. The will of man stops God from assuming man needs His help. Your obedience is proof of your dependency on God. It is costly to sit down and assume that after all, God knows I need His help. God knows I'm tired of poverty. God knows I don't want death. God knows the background I come from. God knows the witchcraft in my family. You have to engage the world through understanding and complete obedience. Complete obedience. Say amen. The next time you pick your Bible, don't just search for what God has said. Search for what He told you to do to see what He has said. This is how believers become matured. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Many of the continual woes in people's lives is not because the outstretched arm of the Lord cannot show up. It is because they are waiting and hoping that because Jesus died upon the cross, one day He will change my finances. One day He will take away evil from my life. That day may never come. It says, there remaineth a rest. Hebrews 3:4. For the people of God, there remaineth a rest. It says, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart, as they did in the provocation in the wilderness and died. The day you hear His voice is potentially the day of your breakthrough. The meter of your success starts reading from the day you obey, not from the day you hear. You can hear God when you were 10 years and obey Him when you are 40. The meter reads that you have obeyed God for 1 year. Obedience is what counts. Are we together? Not just blind obedience. Obedience based on understanding. Because you can obey nonsense. You can obey what pastor said. You can obey what apostle said. But only hope that what apostle said is really what God said. Come. I can give an instruction and God says, let's go right. That's how we are going to get the result. Are we together now? And then you move left. You see that? With that kind of instruction, listen, two things will happen. Number one, you stand a chance of being destroyed. Because although you are obeying, my word is not consistent with the word of God. Now, let me tell you something I've learned about God. I've shared it here. The mercy of God, which is the last dimension of this series we are going to consider. Are we together now? Is such that because you obeyed me, totally believing that I came from God, God will remove that breakthrough and relocate it to your direction of obedience. It should not have happened, but because you will have to honor your faith, because you received me as touching Christ, then God will deal with me now for misleading you. So that one is between me and God, but you are not going to be punished for obeying me as passing. This is why you will see a man of God teach nonsense. People will obey and still get breakthrough. It's not because what the man is teaching is right. It's because the testimony of God is upon their obedience. And so God will prove himself. Then the man of God erroneously will justify that because it worked, it meant it was correct. No. As you walk with God, a day will come when God will say, if you do it again, I will deal with you. I've been keeping quiet and you have been manipulating money from people. The other time, you lied that I sent you to a Jimmy to collect 100,000. He gave you and he got a car. And you claimed it was a sign that you are Apostle Joshua Selman. If you tell anybody to give you money again, I will personally reveal myself to you in a night vision. Say obedience. Mary said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Can we pray just for a minute and say, Lord, the spirit of disobedience. You know there's such a spirit? Pray. Get it out of my life, oh God. I'm tired of the way it has been cheating me and shortchanging my destiny. Cast it, oh. Be very serious about it. There are many of us, the moment God tells you to do something, there is a spirit that refuses you from obeying. Die! And the spirit said, don't worry. They are just trying to destroy your money. You are sick and God says, take the communion. He said, all this nonsense. I don't want to look like a child. Cast it. It's a spirit of disobedience.
No, yes. We will obey. Yes to your will, yes to your ways. Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you very much. Let's do a quick revision. In the last discussion that we had together, we agreed that the first key, the first principle prescribed by God for any individual, any group of people to experience exemption is what we call the God first principle. Everyone say it after me. Yeah, the God first principle. According to Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, the Bible says to seek first his kingdom. And I told us that when God becomes secondary in our lives, we have signed in for disaster. God must become first and all. Not first alone. First and all. First and all. Are we together? Anytime God becomes first alone, that's not enough. He must be first and all. That's what gives meaning to every other thing that comes in your life. And then the second thing we talked about is the mystery of kingdom service, and we stopped there. Am I right? The mystery of kingdom service. And I told us there are three dimensions to kingdom service. We took on number one and we said soul winning and establishment. Please make sure you don't forget. We agreed that soul winning talks of helping men find Jesus and leading men to embrace the lordship of Jesus over their lives. And we examined a few scripture. I don't want us to go there. I'll just quote them quickly. Daniel chapter 12 verse 3. It says, and they that be wise shall be like the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the brightness of the heavens even forevermore. And the Bible also said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 18 to 20, that God has given us the ministry and the word of reconciliation. Both the ministry and the word of reconciliation. And we looked at Proverbs 11 verse 30. The Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. And remember what David said about wisdom. He said, with me are riches, wealth and honor. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. It says, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. So part of the benefits of soul winning is that you have access to the wisdom of God that will produce results in your life. So we'll take it off from there. The second dimension of kingdom service that we must engage for supernatural exemption is service in the house of God. Write it down. Kingdom service. Service in the house of God. Exodus, please. Exodus 23, and then we'll look at 25 to 26. Please make sure you write it down and you follow carefully. Service in the house of God. Very few believers have been taught that service in the house of God is a system created by God for men to experience supernatural exemption. Exodus chapter 23, 25 and 26. Okay, let's read it. 1, 2, go. And ye shall serve the Lord your God. Four things. He will do four things. I want us to understand. What is your own part of the deal? You shall. And then when you do serve him, he shall bless your bread and your water. That's number one. Number two, he shall take away sickness from the midst of thee. Number three, verse 26. There shall nothing cast her young or be barren. So we see the blessing of fruitfulness. And finally, the number of thy days I will fulfill. All this and more just for serving in the house of God. Now listen carefully. Most believers think service in the house of God is a way to help the man of God and help his vision or help the church grow. It is a very dangerous understanding. Part of the kingdom responsibility of any and every believer is to contribute actively to the advancement of his kingdom. And that involves making sure that every structure and platform he has put together finds an atmosphere and an environment where people can be saved, built, equipped, and empowered to represent his purposes. And that includes service. Service in the house of God as prescribed by God. In fact, when the Lord was sending Moses to Pharaoh, this is what he said: go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go, that they may go and serve me. Serve me. There are many people who have gotten more results than even their personal spiritual lives because they have subscribed to the foolishness of kingdom service. Are we together now? Many people do not know that service in the house of God brings blessings. Many people pity the man of God and say, there's nobody holding camera. Kai, let me not waste my Nigerian TV college certificate. Let me just come and help them. The moment you have an idea that you are helping a man of God or helping a ministry, you have destroyed your potential for blessing through service. Are we together now? Every worker in the house of God is an employee by God. You have to understand this. Every genuine worker in the house of God is an employee by God. What a privilege to be in the labor force of God. You work for people, you don't trust their integrity, you don't trust them, there is no guarantee of their reward. And here comes the King of the Ages, recruiting men and women to make sure that his house is served properly. Do you believe? Who lied to you that you will serve the King of Kings? Look, there are men who serve God for a living. I'm not talking of pastors. They serve their way into unimaginable breakthroughs. As good as soul winning is, do you know it's a terrible thing? And this has been the foundation of our teaching, even in this ministry, that you are born again and not actively useful. Your energy, your wisdom, your creativity is not contributing. I cannot sit down in a place and be comfortable that the grace, the gift, the creativity, the energy that God has given me is not participating in the building of the Lord's house, that when souls are saved, you cannot say my energy contributed, my wisdom contributed to making this happen. I was part of those who set the sound for those outside to hear the word of the Lord and be saved. I'm part of those who clean the altar to make it conducive. I'm part of those moving around. When someone fell under the anointing, as that demon was flying out of his life, I held him. If your energy cannot be accounted for as being used to serve God, you qualify for disaster. It's not a threat, it's the truth. Job 36 verse 11. Read with me, people of God. Job 36 verse 11. Shabratos kelebraha shabariyatakata. Job 36, please give it to us. Job 36 verse 11. 1, 2, read. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. What's the condition? If they obey and... So if Bill Gates' money, if Bill Gates' energy, if Bill Gates Institute is contributing, if Zuckerberg's Facebook is contributing to advancing the kingdom, he qualifies to profit more than a tongue-talking Christian whose energy... Are we together now? If they obey and serve him, the moment your energy... You remember the Bible says, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your might, all your strength. Everything about you must contribute in that process. You can't say, I love God. No. The worship songs that lift the spirit of men, did they come from your secret place? Or are you just a recipient? You came to the house of God and saw chairs cleaned, and you argued and fought with people and sat down, and God is watching. When I was falling down, why didn't you catch me? You just allowed me to fall down like that, and God is watching. Listen, you can serve your way out of any curse and any yoke. I've said it years, and I will repeat it again. I don't want to use the word fear like dread, but I have a great respect for people who serve me in Christ and serve God, because I know they are walking their way to an enviable dimension. Service. Malachi chapter 3, 17 and 18.
I'll serve you, Lord, forever. I'll serve you, Lord, forever. I'll do my best for you. My best, Lord, is everything I have. My best, Lord, I give all I have to you. You made me great. You made me special. These guys don't know the song. You made me great. I give all I have to you. Yeah, you made me great. You made me special. You made me great. I give all I have to you. My best, Lord, is everything I have. My best, Lord, I give all I have to you. My best, Lord, is everything I have. My best, Lord, I give all I have to you. Listen,
this used to be our national anthem those times when we were preparing for crusade. We would sing it and dance as we walked ourselves out like fools. It was a song I wrote as a love song to God.
a declaration of my surrender. How could I give him less? You know, when you go to buy clothes, they will tell you there's this type, but if you really have money, let's climb up. There is a section. I don't have that kind of thing with God. Everything he finds is all of me. Service. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. Let's read it. One, two, read. And they shall be mine. In that day when I shall make up my jewels, I will spare them. Read on. As a man spareth his son, not that loves him, that serves him. Next verse. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. Between him that serveth God and him that serveth him. There is a difference, so sister, don't let anybody fool you and say keep serving all these stupid people. That's how everybody will marry and leave you. Just hold on. God will give you a man that is equivalent to your salary of 30 years. While the rest are there using WhatsApp to connect and arranging, you are serving. Do you know sometimes people can mock you as you serve God? They'll say you are serving God so that you get husband. Is that not a good reason? Is that not a good reason? Is it not better to serve God and be sure of what he gives? Oh, come on now. Many workers in the house of God are turned to be fools because they spend their time, they spend their energy, and when people who don't understand spiritual things look at them, they say, but Abba, Sam, you are underutilizing your potential. That's what they say. Simply because in many circles, maybe the people are not staff of the ministry and may not be receiving anything like a salary. And so men, you see newspapers insulting men of God and say the labor force they should have employed, they now get people in. Many churches, while they are building, you will see wealthy people come and they are trying to put it and they insult the men. Let me tell you certain things about your service that makes it fruitful. Number one, your service must be willing. If you serve God out of compulsion, you will never receive a reward from him. Please understand this. This is why as a ministry, we never coerce people. You don't manipulate people using curses and say if you don't serve. No. That's manipulation. If there be first a willing mind. Willing mind. Service. It must be willing. Number two, it must be with joy. It must be with joy. You don't serve God with joy, forget about your reward. Believe what I'm telling you. Grumbling all around, say, oh, today is Tuesday again. We're just going to pray. Only God knows where apostle is. We are just suffering to pray for him and he's enjoying. Let me tell you, you speak like that, God will punish you, and the covenant I have with him will punish you. Two things against you. Very bad statement. And when you stand, and there you see people pray all their heart and say, why are they doing this? Did they charm them? That's the same way when they are enjoying the blessings and you talk, God will say, keep quiet. Thank God you saw them when they were praying like fools. Brothers and sisters, I show you the 21st century investment, serving God. Serving God. Banks will not teach you this. Oh, serving God. Wholeheartedly. With all your heart. You are giving God everything. You are sweeping the house of God. And you know, sometimes I watch these people when the power of God begins to move, and sometimes people are around under the anointing coughing all kinds of things, and you see all those ushers coming and I'm saying, my God, look at this. Sometimes they are there scrubbing the toilets, cleaning the toilet, people with dignity and respite and their reputation, they throw it on the ground just because of the house of God. If you were God, will you leave them like that? Please answer me. If you've been evil, No, I think I'm compassionate enough to see someone who is serving sincerely and not let him go hungry. Let me tell you something. If you know you are serving God, especially in this ministry, wholeheartedly, you have a right to claim a reward. I teach the leaders. You can go before God and say, Lord, I am in your payroll. No witch, no devil, no darkness. I'm serving. Lord, I swept your house with sincerity. Lord, I was cooking the food. This is the evidence of the firewood. This is it. This pain is a scar, it's a testament. Lord, when I was given an assignment to lead prayer, I did it with all my heart unto you. When I was serving as a head of department, it's not eye service. With joy, the Bible says, shall you draw? There are many angry preachers. When they come on stage, you know they are angry, as though the members are not blessing me. I'm here blessing you and you're not. Please, pastors, don't harass any member. They didn't call you. Go and meet the person who called you. Don't harass any member with money and all of that. Do you know, let me tell you something. Let me digress and talk about this money thing. If you manipulate people to bless you, number one, that money will never be useful to you, and you rob them of their blessing. The secret of being blessed from people, raise them. Raise men, not money. Raise men. Empower people. Pour your heart and teach them everything. And they will surprise you. Some of you will build me houses in the future. No, you will. You will. It's not whether you like me or not. You will be too blessed to forget about me. It's a programming. Something is happening to you. I know you think I'm just motivating you. And then tomorrow someone will be angry and say, what is it about this guy? You know, let me tell you. Let me teach you a secret of greatness. Find people who are weak and start investing in them. Grow with them. You can change their future, but you can't change history. Your name is already imprinted in their starting up days. Not that you see somebody who you didn't invest in just because he has a car, you say, it's my son. Are you stupid? What did you contribute in his life? That's why nobody calls a blind person his son. Nobody calls a deaf person my daughter, because they are looking for privileges. But there is a way you will bless somebody and pour your heart, and they say, Lord, bless me. Let me find something to do to this person. True wealth is men, the result of their impact and their gratitude to you for changing their lives. All this run around, one, two, you have not said anything. You are saying, Sam, I've been seeing you changing clothes and I've not eaten of your reward. That's a lot of foolishness. No, God is my witness, and I say it in the open, that I don't have any special person that I corner and say, please, you are an elite group of people. You are the ones who will be servicing me. That's why I walked the word for myself. You see why it's good to be blessed? So that you can preach and not depend on anybody who tells you, preach on enemies. Then they change your message simply because they are buying generator. You carry your generator and go away with it. Never mix money and ministry. You will be doing a very foolish thing. And not every seed is collectible. Some seeds are your birthright. Please don't be foolish. Pastors, I don't know why I'm speaking to you now. Not every seed is collectible. Some seeds are, you are collecting your dignity. You are trading away your dignity and your destiny. You must discern. Not everything is worthy of receiving. Bible says a man of honor who does not know will die like a beast in the field. Let's continue. Service in the house of God, it must be joyful. God is my witness. I know, God be my witness in the midst of your people. I have never, since God began to walk with me way before Koinonia and this, I have never for once turned and complained and say, God, Kai, this ministry, Friday again, or this day again. No. Those who are close to me know that my work schedule will take the grace of God, otherwise you'll fall down and die one day. And I do it joyfully. Tomorrow we're in Gombe, preaching again and casting every devil out, and we're happy. I do these things not because any man is paying me. I do it first because I love him. But I know that it is a mystery. Do you know, let me tell you something. Do you know what people call job? Is simply the rat race of trying to make ends meet. When God really blesses you, you find out that there's not much to do in life. Truly, truly, there is not much to do in life. I think it was during the leaders training, I was teaching them this. When you are really blessed, if your salary is 100,000, let's even be fair, 200,000 per month. In 1 year, that's 2.4 million. In 10 years, that's 24 million. Right? All things being equal, in 20 years, that's 48 million. So you are working, and that's what you plan to get. If God gives you 60 million now, you get up in the morning, when people are working, you just be scrolling and say, what exactly do I do today? So you see that, listen, this occupancy we claim to be busy is simply we are trying to look for money to build. So you have a 10-year project to build a house, and you get it one by one. But you can serve your way to a God who does not pay a fixed price. He pays according to his riches. Not according. Your boss pays. Listen. Listen. Don't think I'm flattering you. When you are in God's payroll, laugh. Laugh. Oh, be happy. Service. There are many people who have cheated themselves to serve your way into that child. I've been barren for 5 years, and you sit down, and all you do is just come and sit down and be pulling your mouth and say, Kai, why is the house of God hot today? And the devil says, continue. This is the kind of people we like. There is a way you can sweep any nonsense out of your life as you sweep the house of God. And people are looking at you and saying, all these guys, apostle is standing, they are standing. How about, even the ladies are standing. Do you know even during night vigils they stand? What kind of punishment is this? They say, look at how church has turned your head. And God hears, you know God hears people. Yeah. Lord, I do it as unto you. I'm tired, but I carry the chairs. Yes. I'm tired, but I carry the chairs. Sometimes I look at the ushers and they are so trained. In my opinion, I think our ushers are one of the best trained ushers in terms of sensitivity, truly speaking, and response to the Spirit. I have traveled to many places, great churches, big churches, and it's surprising when the power of God begins to break out. Because most times the power of God breaks out at special events, so the people know. In Koinonia, anything can happen. I can be talking now and somebody is flying up. Before you know it, there's an usher there. They have the sensitivity. It's a training. All that training just for an usher, that's the training of a pastor. When you finish that training, should you be an usher? To be that sensitive to hold people. But he's watching. Brothers and sisters, hear me. I remember, and I always share this, there is none of us today that just got up and started ministry. Every one man of God that I know, especially those who came out of Zaria, you can trace their history to times of dogged kingdom service. I jokingly used to tell people, I think 1994, 95, thereabout, I used to play keyboard for a man called Reverend Emmanuel Amechi Ani. Power Praise Chapel, they started it. We would have our local assembly, and I would trek with my own keyboard. I would carry it and go there, and I'm just playing. Little did I know that one day, that little shepherd will also become king. Because that's how he watches. You are being eyeing the throne. You better leave it and stay and focus on making sure the sheep of God is healthy. Many of you just eye every throne you see. That's why you keep fantasizing. The secret to the throne is in your servicing the sheep. I remember I would play keyboard for them. Afterwards, they would just come and hug me, bless you, and on my way home, trekking. I always say this, only two things. I received only two things from that ministry. Wonderful people. Don't have any, I don't even know where they are today. During the launching of the man's cassette, no CDs then, they gave me one bottle of Fanta and one free cassette. That's all I got for laborious service. I carry my keyboard by myself. I walk like a madman and I get one bottle of Fanta and cassette. He was into prisons ministry, but God was watching. You see that? Many of you just see, before you start admiring people, find out their track record. They have a track record of service, genuine service. Koinonia is where when people come, they throw away their golden crown. Nobody comes to do any big man. You are either serving God or you sit down there. Don't come and say, I am a... You don't come here outside and say, please prepare a special seat. And if you are special, we know. Once they don't know, you find somewhere and sit down. You don't come and say, look, I'm here together with my peer. No, no, we don't do that. Kingdom service. You want to experience triumph? You must be willing to serve God and serve in the house of God. Your energy, your time, your zeal, your gift, joyfully, not complaining. And say, I don't like my head of department. Tells everybody, thank you, accept me. He didn't employ you. No. He should say so. But if he doesn't, turn to God and say, Lord, you are the one I'm serving. I serve you with all my heart. Lord, you see every time I pray here. Lord, you see every time during the rehearsals. I spend hours and hours. Do you know, let me tell you something, and I want to submit to you. I consider myself to be one of the most privileged men of God of my age range and my level. I truly believe so. God has given one of the best sets of workers in Koinonia. I've told them too many times. I think you should clap. You really should clap. Hallelujah. It is difficult to find a ministry where men are very anointed, gifted, and yet very loyal and sincere and true. You don't find it. You never find arguments going on during the leaders' meeting. No. Total submission, total loyalty to God. There are departments I don't visit for months and they never bend to the standards they are giving. The leaders serve with sincerity and truth. It's one of the secrets to my ministerial efficiency, because most of the time is spent in prayer and the word and general oversight, not going around to monitor because you suspect that these are... No. Faithful people. Are we together? And among other reasons is because we sowed that seed of faithfulness. So we are not surprised. Do you serve God joyfully? And have you been indoctrinated and laughed at? Sisters, I speak to you particularly because there is this madness that flies around. The moment they see a young lady serving in the house of God, people just look at her. Those who say, she's just serving because of husband. Others are saying she's just serving because all these ladies just wasting away. Jare, look at a fine girl like this, will now come and make herself an idiot in church. Who told you the house of God is a place where destinies are wasted? Who preached that to you? Where did you get that indoctrination that the house of God drives up the potentials of people? Let me tell you, the future, some of you, what you are doing now is already the price for the future. When you see men running around, God will say, I forbid you. You have served too much to serve men. I'm speaking to you from my heart tonight.
How can I bow down before you and then bow down before a man? No way. No way. Hey, how can I kneel down before you and then kneel down before men?
You must serve somebody in life, either God or your shrine, where you are coming out from, that you are supposed to be the next priest. You left carelessly at the altar, is still crying for a servant. You better secure yourself serving God. There are many people who do not know that service is a mystery of exemption. You can't be idle on earth. A master will occupy you. You don't serve God, you serve sickness. You don't serve God, you serve pain. You don't serve God, you serve a bad and wicked and foolish and stupid man. You don't serve God, you serve another demonic roaming around your family. Let me tell you, any arrow sent from anywhere will come and meet me serving. It will bounce back 1,000 times. Because there is a system, there is an insurance system in God for those who serve him. He says he suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. He said, I shall not die, but live and declare. As I'm serving, I immune myself from them. I think I was discussing with a few people a few days ago. Look at me, let me say something. Dominion is not running away from things because of fear of Satan. It's prevailing over them and triumphing over them. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let me give you an instance. I think a discussion came up, and then someone was asking a question, and then I tried to clarify it. If I'm supposed to go and preach now, and you have a vision or a dream, a true vision, that my car is having an accident, I will still go. You see, I will not allow that vision stop me from preaching. My limitation is only the voice of God, not the fear of death. Dominion is to change it and go anyway. That's dominion. If you allow fear destroy you, you will not do many things. Are we together? Yeah. There are too many people being governed by fear. They claim to be walking in dominion. They have the money for flights, they will never fly. Because every time they are about to fly, they see something in the night. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. You are not glorifying God if you live an escapism life. You are always escaping. I just saw Sam that there will be an accident. And then Sam says, I'm not going again. Let's just be careful. One day, then... You've not seen people sit quietly in their houses and a truck came and killed them. The name of the Lord, rather, is a strong tower. The righteous enter. So as I'm driving, I'm in the name. The boss collides with the name before it collides with me. This is my understanding. And you know I travel a lot. We're about traveling tomorrow now. I'm saying these demons are hearing me. The spirit of death is hearing me. They are probably going to stand in the road to kill me tomorrow. And I'll be back on Friday. Now, you imagine that kind of frustration. Apostle, don't speak like this, oh. Apostle, we love you. Don't trouble them and they don't trouble. I trouble them big time. That's where I'm alive. Don't trouble them. You don't fear two people. If you fear God, that's enough.
How can I bow down before you and then bow down before men? No way. Hey, yeah. No way. How can I sing a song before you and then sing a song before men? No way.
He's not our God, he's my God.
You are my God.
It's a revelation of him that I have. is a covenant with you that I have.
You are my God.
Say, na-na-na-na-na. A fish never fears plane crash because it has no business with the air. Are we together? So when the Bible says, I am far above, I have no business with certain realities. They only affect you when you dwell in that realm. I don't know how to make you believe this thing. Listen, I speak not only because God said it. I speak because I found what I have to do to make it work. When you make boastful statements like this without knowing your part, you will die like a chicken. The very next day, the car will so butcher you, leg and head together, and scatter you. I've seen the spirit of death. I've told you. Yes. I wish I were an artist. I would have drawn it for you. You see, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. These spirits know men. They know those who know them. It's like somebody who is from your neighborhood and goes somewhere where they don't know him and says, my father is the CEO of Guarantee Trust Bank. And all of a sudden, you just come and say, how now? Let's go home. And say, you are falling my hand. That's how spirits work. When they enter a place, they search for who knows them. When they don't find, they start roaring. But when others step in, they say, oh, you give us way. We have kingdom business to do. Kingdom business to do. Having the readiness to judge all disobedience when your obedience is complete. See, let me tell you, if I were faking this thing, you would have known now. I have laid hands on too many people with cancer to not have received it myself. I've laid hands on too many people with communicable diseases not to receive it myself. I have done this ministry work for a while. Medical science gives us a time range when exposing yourself to certain things would destroy you. This thing is in your presence. I do all of that. No. It's called Zoe, the life of God. There is a record that we have it. Where rising gradually to walking in the fullness of it. But it's no excuse for darkness. When we see them, we stamp them. Say amen. But are you serving your way? Because not everybody qualifies to enjoy this thing we're talking about. There are people who your service cannot rise as a memorial unto God. Isaiah 18. Let's walk this and go to the next one quickly. We have to pray. Isaiah 38, media help us. Isaiah 38, let's look at a very interesting story here about a death sentence over a man by a true prophet. Isaiah chapter 38. Are we there? Let me read it. When I get to a place where all of us will join, I'll let us know. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. Sick unto what? New Living Translation. Don't turn there, but our new... Don't give us New Living Translation. Modern day translation is an incurable disease. An incurable disease is a disease unto death. It says, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him saying, listen... Thus saith who? Not a demon. The Lord. Set thine house in order, for thou shalt and not live. Isaiah was not a false prophet. He spoke from the mouth of the Lord. Let's see something that Hezekiah did. Verse 2. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord. Let's see the content of the prayer. Verse 3. And he said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart, and I have done that which is good in thy sight. When you read about Hezekiah, you find out that he served God with his life, his resources were coming to that. And Hezekiah wept so. Lord, is this how you reward your servants? Will I serve you and now die, that men will say I served you and you killed me? Verse 4. Then came the word of the Lord again to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Verse 6. I will deliver thee and this city out of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. He reminded God. Do you have the petitions that you take before God and say, Lord, look at the devil destroying my family. I'm a faithful servant in your house. Lord, last week, 100 people got born again. And oh God, I was part of those who led them outside. Remember. And God arises and says, no, you are putting pressure on my integrity. I must arise and act for you. Hallelujah. It must be willing. It must be joyful. And you must serve God with diligence. Diligence. You don't serve God with laziness and slackness. You don't serve God with slothfulness. You serve Him willingly. You serve Him joyfully. You serve Him diligently. Let's go to the next one. The next dimension of kingdom service. So there's soul winning and establishment. There is service in the house of God. And then number three, kingdom investments. Serving God with your resources. Kingdom investments. One of the strangest mysteries of exemption. Kingdom investment. It literally is an investment. Serving God with your resources. Serving God with your resources. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. Popular scripture. We all know it. It says, cry yet saying, thus saith the Lord. Zechariah, not Zephaniah. Cry yet saying, thus saith the Lord. My cities, he says, through prosperity shall be spread abroad. And I will yet comfort Zion. Cry yet saying, thus saith the Lord. My cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. And the Lord shall yet comfort Zion and shall choose Jerusalem. My cities shall through prosperity. Listen. I want you to know that financial resources and other kinds of human resources play a major role in kingdom advancement. Don't mind those who tell you money is not important in kingdom advancement. No, that's not true. That's a wrong theology. We have money mongers and we have those who are frustrated with the issue of money. Both of them are wrong. Money is important, just like the anointing. Financial resources are important for kingdom activities. And God's system is such that, listen, men wholeheartedly commit their lives, their resources, and everything to the building of the kingdom by faith, in obedience, and total trust. And they in turn schedule seasons of untold breakthroughs and blessings. It's how the system of God works. My cities through prosperity shall be spread abroad. So whoever contributes with his resources to making the house of the Lord built, to making sure that the activities of kingdom advancement keep on going, that person qualifies for certain blessings. Please give us Psalm 112 verse 9. NIV if we can get it. Psalm 112 verse 9. I love the rendition that the NIV puts. If we can have that. Psalm 112 verse 9. This is the reason why many people, Psalm, did I say 112? 122, I beg your pardon. 122, Psalm 122 verse 9. I like us to read. One, two, read. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your... I seek it not just to buy jeeps and cars, houses, vacations. That's too small a reason to subject yourself to the stringent laws of wealth. But it is for the sake of your house, I will seek your prosperity. I'm trusting God to bless me with resources, oh God, so that I will contribute in getting your activities done. Listen, please. The message of prosperity is not a demonic message. There is such a message called the message of prosperity, and it is not a demonic message. It may have been taught selfishly. It may have been taught inaccurately, but that does not stop the fact that there is such a message. And it is part and parcel of the truths of the gospel that believers must learn and know. It's God's economic system where people empower the advancement of his kingdom and receive rewards. Listen, listen. Kingdom investment has nothing to do with just tithe. Kingdom investment is not tithing. Kingdom investment is not worship offering. Kingdom investment is a sacrifice, a commitment between you and God to commit your resources on a continuous basis to seeing that his house is built, to seeing that his kingdom is advanced, the gospel is preached, lives are saved. This is a commitment. It is not a special thing that you gather believers and say, okay, right now, all of you bring 1,000 naira. It is the inaccurate understanding of the things of God that sometimes will have to necessitate those special events. Listen, part of the financial system of my life, every major money that comes to me, I know that investing in the kingdom is part and parcel of my spiritual growth process. No special event. If X amount comes to me, my tithe, God's portion, is going. I will never come to the house of God empty-handed. I come with my worship offering joyfully. There is a portion for my parents to bless their life. There is a portion to bless people and improve on their lives. But then there is a huge, and I mean huge truly, for the advancement of the kingdom. I have a list of men of God. I have a list of ministries that I sow into their life perpetually, continually. Some per week, some per month. Continually. Except resources don't come. Not because some of them don't even know me. Kingdom investment. With all humility, and I say this just to let some of us know, not just to brag or make noise. There are many programs that have happened in this city, many programs that have happened around this nation and parts of the world that I just keep quiet. I just carry a seed as God directs, and I say, you go and sow, go and give that man of God. Sometimes I say, just tell him, no problem, there's no need announcing it. Sometimes I say, don't even tell them, just go and sow this seed. And I'm happy to see that my seed is saving souls. I'm happy to see that someone's life posters are printed through my seed. I'm happy. This water now is probably someone's seed. You see that? This pulpit right now is someone's seed. A commitment to contributing resource-wise to seeing the kingdom. You don't have to wait. I keep challenging believers. Listen, I wish I'm not the one teaching you this, but I love you too much. I have a scriptural obligation to teach you the truth, and that I will do. Regardless of how you feel, I will teach you the truth. Don't think this is some system to coerce money. No, 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 no. I fear God too much to do that. But I have to tell you the truth, because it's what I'm also doing. A true kingdom investor finds a need in the house of God. He's not told about the need. You find it. The same way you find a need in a rich man's life, out of psychophancy to get project. And I say, honorable, I've seen that you've been wearing only two shoes, and he says, you won't believe that I have only three. He said, I brought five. You see that? You brought five because you are hoping that you will buy relationship and it will work for you. Hallelujah. Find a need in the house of God. Look, three of us, let's come together. Koinonia needs more cameras. How much is it? X amount. Let's come together. Let's do an inventory. Consult with these people. The house of God. Oh, I think that I have 2,000 naira and my 2,000 naira can buy three chairs in the house of God. You come on Friday dancing with three chairs. Three breakthroughs in your life. As you drop it, a sinner sits on that chair and the fire from heaven falls on him. As he's getting born again, let me tell you, God is issuing a warning. He sat on that chair to be blessed. Find a need. Don't wait until you are told. You find a need. I look at this. What can I do? Find a need. But many believers don't. They just sit down. You need to see how believe. Offering time is one of the most irritating time in many churches. Offering time and somebody just brings out something and tells his wife or whoever, do you have? She says, no, just they take. They bring out 1,000, they put it back. They bring out 500, they put it back. They bring out 200 naira, the new one, they put it back. Then they carry the old one. This usher come and drop it, and God is watching. As soon as they finish, they move straight to Chicken Republic and burn 5,000. Take ice cream for starters, take all of this and call friends, sometimes who are not godly. Let's come and enjoy. And God sees your passion. And then you lift your voice. I love you, Lord God. He said, you're a liar. That's not true. You don't love me. God so loved the world that he gave. Is that same attitude that follows men in marriage? Is that same attitude that follows in everything? When you love without giving, you're a liar and a hypocrite. True love comes with giving. Passionate, sincere giving.
Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears.
When I lift up my seed before God, as I sow those seeds, I am happy. It is my joy that I want to live my life in such a way that every month I'll be buying a bus for a church somewhere. What a joy to get to a church and see and say, what is your budget? And they say, we need a new cathedral. How much? 20 million. And you say, okay, let me just have a private discussion with the pastor. And say, pastor, just give me the plan. Send your engineers to supervise. In 3 months, that church is lifted. Quietly, noiseless contribution. You think God will allow men? He will. If you have a helper like that, will you allow men to kill him? If your job is to pray for that person and God wakes you and says the devil wants to take his life, oh no, come on, you will get an energy you never knew you had. You will pray and say, God, it's better to take one of my legs than to kill that man. But apostle, I don't have much. You will never have much. You give your way to that much. You give your way to that much. You can sit down and say, look, what can I do for the worship team? We have just 100,000. Sam, this is for the dressing of the worship team, so they look good. This is to buy tie for the media department. You don't have to come and say, make sure apostle knows I'm the one. You have killed and scattered and destroyed your potential. We live in a very political Christianity where people like announcement and accolade. We are now announcing that Chief A and B is the one who gave that golf outside. Please, you have destroyed everything. He said, as you give, let your right hand not know what you... I'm not saying there's no place of honor. Don't get me wrong.
What can I do for you, my Lord? I want you to know my heart is yours. It's not a question of what you can do for me, but what can I do for you?
That's love. That's genuine love. By the grace of God, let me tell you, and I say it with all humility, I don't want you to do it for me. There are people here I know they have committed themselves with resources to say, Joshua Selman, it should never happen that you are looking for water and my seed does not come. See, let me tell you, I say it with all humility, I'm a blessed man. I'm not talking about your money at all. I don't serve God because of money, not at this level. God has been faithful. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So don't think it's some coercion so that somebody will just bring an envelope. No. But I'm telling you, you don't practice this, you will not be exempted from the woes where the heavens of men will be brass and their earth iron. Sacrifice. Don't listen to these junks that people have. I've been warning you about people who don't fear God and don't know anything about God. To be carnally minded, the Bible says, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Carnal people come and discuss all kinds of things. You don't serve God with your resources, you will serve sickness. You will serve trouble. You will serve divorce. You will serve pain. You can serve your way and vow your way. I think I've shared that testimony here. How that there was a particular man of God. He was years ago, he gave this testimony, a very true one. Him and his wife, God is my witness, they were in a meeting, and I think they needed to roof a church or something like that. And whilst they were there, the man of God preaching was challenging people to sow into the work of God, you know, genuinely, not out of eye service and manipulation, genuinely. And the Lord just spoke to the man clearly that he should give up his house, his real house, real estate, his property, to give up his house and move to a rented house. Can you imagine that costly instruction? He didn't know how to tell his wife. So according to him, he said as soon as he held his wife's hand, she started crying, because the Lord had told her the same thing too. Brothers, may you marry a wife like that, oh, that will allow you to obey God. You marry a bad wife, you will not be exempted. May you marry a wife, if all you are looking for is figure 8 and you don't open up your spirit to pick signals that God can say, this is what we are doing. And your wife will say, I may not understand, but I trust you. I trust the word of God upon your life. Say amen. And be serious about what you just had. Go around and choosing nonsense and destroy your life, because to be carnally minded is what? Then you won't know now, by the time the euphoria of young life is gone, you will start seeing what it means to live with a man or a woman who does not fear God. God says go left, they say no, we are going right. God says go right and you perish like Jonah. Hallelujah. I believe Ahab had a chance to repent had he not married Jezebel, because he looked like a calm king. She looked like a wicked demon that would not allow him. Ahab was, he looked like a calm person, but her presence there, it's not a good thing. So he held his wife's hand and they agreed, the will of God be done. How many of you know that if God gives you and your wife that kind of instruction, relatives will kill you? Even Christians. They'll say, which church first are you going to give the house? That man that is already rich. You people will never stop becoming fools in Nigeria. Because to them, giving is helping. Then they will now tell you, we have the poor and the needy in the villages. You don't give a poor man to be rich. You give a rich man to be rich. Learn this principle. You bless poor men to secure the help of God. It says to answer you in the days of trouble. But when you want to rise the law of honor, you sow to a man that has attained the dimension you desire. Don't give poor people expecting to be rich. All that superstitious thing that they say, meet a leper and drop 1 naira, is witchcraft. You drop it, you will be broke, I tell you. You sow into an anointing to rise. I didn't sow to people less than me to be where I am. You sow higher. The Queen of Sheba knew. That's why she carried gifts and came to Solomon. Do you bless a rich man? That's why you are sowing into the anointing, the very anointing that God has. So you rise up to his realm. People do foolish things in the body of Christ with no spiritual intelligence, and then we are doing zealous things, but they don't bring results. To us, giving is helping. So many people say the poor and the needy. Jesus said the poor you will always have with you. You will always have. Don't be a hypocrite. You will always have with you. The person who is writing that junk journalism, he didn't sell his iPad to give the poor. He used an iPad of 200,000 to write nonsense about men of God. You see that? Be careful how you hear. Don't let people make the truth, the simplicity of the gospel, become just a social discussion. A spiritual man is not just a homo sapien. A spiritual man hails from above with another life and another economy. You have to understand this. They obeyed God and they gave up the house. According to him, all hell broke loose. Everywhere went haywire. You know, people who insult the woman, you mean you cannot advise your husband? What a stupid woman. The man, look at your wife and children. And when they went to a rented apartment, gave up that, I think they sold it and moved the church. Oh, I hope I'm getting the story right. And then I think he said that God made a vow to him that he will never need to buy a house again in his life. Never. And that man, at the time he was speaking, I think he was saying he had well over 10 houses. None came from his money. One, not part, and then you complete it. Somebody builds a house, furnishes it, and say, God instructed me. Now, you see people operating at such a realm, you don't know what they gave up. You give up things to go up, oh. You give up things to go up. You don't carry luggages to go up. Spiritually, financially, leadership. When you see people rising, find out what they left behind. Nobody rises with luggages. You must be willing to give up some things to rise. In the anointing, you must give up some things to rise. In ministry, you give up some things to rise. Serving God with your resources. There are instructions today. I don't like talking about my personal life and the instructions that God has given me, but those close to me know. My life is like a madman. I am a reckless giver. If you are close to me and we are sharing accounts, you will take me to court. Because the lawyer will even be tired because you will not know what to say again. I don't know how many times I have emptied my accounts at the instruction of the Lord to zero. I'm not talking there is one secret one somewhere. Sincerely, God is my witness. As a ministry, we have done it. There was a year God gave an instruction at the start of the ministry to empty everything. I told the finance department, oh yeah, God said it, let it go. It was less than 1 week. How many days? Less than 1 week. Almost 10 times that amount came back. Do you believe this? Into the kingdom. Lord, this is for your glory. There are times, and I say this with all humility, the finance department will send budget of another department and I tell them, don't bother. What a joy. It's not because this is not my ministry. This is God's ministry. Right? I only lead this ministry by the privilege of his election. But it is God's ministry. But what a joy. I tell them, don't worry. Don't worry. Sometimes I see the concern in the treasurer's face and I'm happy. I will never pity myself as to remain at my current level. No. What are you willing to give up to go up? God is speaking to somebody. What are you willing to give up to exempt you? Let me tell you, there are people's seeds I know is a covenant with God. Darkness will come and loom around them. They will come out like smoke before the fire. Nothing will happen because the investments they have made for the kingdom is like, it says, it's like the blood of Abel crying. There is blood through their sacrifice that is crying to the heavens. You try to walk against me, you are a joker. I tell you, I say this with all humility, you are a joker. It's not even me that will fight, it's the altar that is full of seeds. When you hear people cry and say, my altar, that thing is not some superstitious thing. An altar is a place of sacrifice, it's a threshing floor. Bishop Oyedepo, I think it was him or somewhere in Living Faith, a story was being given about, I think it was a woman who was a tither or a giver in the house of God, and armed robbers came. They were knocking. I think they were about to shoot the man or the woman, something like that. And I think, is it the giving booklet or the tithe booklet? The person brought and dropped it on the ground and said the armed robbers should cross it and come and kill them. and they could not do anything. When you engage them, they walk. When you imagine them, they don't walk. When you sit down and wish that they walk, they don't walk. They must be engaged. There are things I have prayed for once that came into my life with speed. There have been times in my life where I cried that God defend me, and I prayed once over it, because God said, no problem, you've got discovered your seeds. Do you have a sacrifice like Hezekiah in this time of exemption? Lord, I want a job. Lord, everybody in my family is not making it except me. Thank God I'm a Christian. Have you forgotten that your elder one is a pastor? And still, his wife has not given birth. He's winning souls, and his wife has not given birth. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. Hannah gave her own before the child came and said, God, look, this is not about me. This is about you. Before the child arrives, I've dedicated him, and God says, that's it. I give it to you. I know people here who have sacrificed. Please come, Ejimi. Let me tell you something about Ejimi. When we were preparing for a crusade the first time, among all of us, sorry, I'm having to say this, I know he may not like it, he was the only one among us that time that had a computer, a desktop, right? Then he used to make shirts. The poster of the first crusade, he designed it by himself with joy as a sacrifice. And then I remember when we, that time we needed a lot of money, and you know, we're trusting God, you know, people were sowing, but it was a need. And he did two things. Now I'm not saying you should do it, but he did two things that I will never, never forget. Number one, he carried his laptop, his computer. I was just passing Suleiman and I saw notice, and I saw the description of the laptop, and I met him. I said, why? With Jesus' joy. I said, no, that laptop must go. We need the money. I've told you about our ladies who would climb trees. They were members of the worship team. They were members of welfare. They were members of everything. The ladies, because there was no money to buy firewood then, with joy, they would sing. We still have the videos. That time, people like Victor and Aaron. Aaron was then, please stand up, Aaron. Aaron was in charge of protocol. This Aaron you see. Victor, that you see, the head of protocol, he was in technical then. That time they would carry wood on their head and then dance. Hey-ho. That was the song they used to sing. Hey-ho. Dancing. Hey-ho. My season has come. I remember. Hold on. 11 years ago. 11 years ago, pouring their heart to the kingdom. Are we together? See, brothers and sisters, I remember his mother, dear mother of blessed memory. One silver watch, the most expensive watch then I had ever used. Remember when his mom went to London and bought it and said they should give me? The day God asked me to sew that thing, I wanted to die, but I still gave it. Hey God, but I get it. I mean, it went. I'm glad it went. I'm glad it went. It would have been the only one I still have till now. The mother, alongside other women in Lagos, mobilized welfare packages. Remember? And they brought all of that. I remember that time, Aaron. We went with two luxurious buses when we were going to for the crusade in Abuja. How they mobilized it, I do not even know. We're praying and planning. Bless you and thank you, Jimmy. So don't be surprised when his children are intelligent and happy. He served his way to that. His children will never beg for bread, not when I'm alive. Even if he decides to be careless with his life, it's too late. Not when I'm alive. If he decides today that I will never do anything kingdom again, together with his wife, I say, I agree for you to be an extra luggage in my life. Let's keep going. When we are talking about Koinonia 10 years from now, will your name be mentioned? No, don't say, this is not an issue of amen. I'm asking you a serious question. Will you say, this speaker came because my seed was there? Oh, I remember the tie that this gentleman used. Right? People giving their hearts and their lives. Graduates standing as if they are foolish. You think these guys are idiots for just standing like this, working? Some of them have come from their various workplaces and it's evening. There are people who come in every week from other states. It's a sacrifice. See, let me tell you, the moment you find yourself complaining about the house of God, know that that spirit is there to destroy you. Because everything God designs in the kingdom is for your good, not for his good. He's already self-sufficient. Don't forget, El Shaddai. He said, if you will not praise me, it is within my power to raise up stones. God, don't replace me. I'm still available and I'm willing. There is such a thing like replacement. Because now at neither hot or cold, I will spew thee from my mouth. For as long as I live, I will not only praise God, my resources must join me and praise God. What use do I have having cars when the house of the Lord is not advanced? Real estate, real nonsense. The real estate is a kingdom estate. Traveling on vacation, spending $1 million over a week. No, except I've done something satisfactorily for the kingdom. There is a minimum of amount of offering that I cannot give. I will be wicked and unfair to God and to his faithfulness in my life if at this level he has brought me financially, I give God certain levels of offering. No, there is an amount. I trust God to get to a target of an amount that I give God, never less than it. If it is in your heart, God will bring it in your heart. If at this level I squeeze 1,000, I squeeze 2,000, give God as an offering, I'm a wicked person. How much do I eat with? How much are my clothes? And then the house of God, 2,000, 3,000, me? No. There are some of you, as you are sitting here, God has lifted you, but your giving has remained. So your giving drew you back. Because it said, your giving told God you were not yet qualified. And God said, if your giving says remain, I can't say you should rise. Remain. I have given dangerous seeds in my life. I have sown seeds on behalf of my parents for their longevity. I have sown seeds on behalf of my children unborn. I have sown seeds on behalf of this ministry. Ask those who know me, this ministry is a giving ministry. The economic system of Koinonia is a crazy system. That's why many times I thank God for the way church runs. Because if it's America, I'm sure they would have sued us now. Say, no, this and that and that. You sow that seed and God gives you faithful people. He may not give you money back, but he will give you one person that will reduce headache. There has not been any case in this ministry that has starved me of sleep to say somebody just came and is stubborn. No. Parents, you can use sacrifice to bail every nonsense out of your children. When a woman gives birth, a man buys a jeep for her, which is wonderful. Right? When a child takes first position, they fly him to Hawaii. Rather than doing that, invest in his future first and say, Lord, this is for my child. I buy this speaker for the house of God. Not nonsense, not change, not carry torn clothes and say, Lord, I give it in your house. You don't give God rubbish. No, you give God. I will not give God anything that will not cost me anything. I look forward to times, oh God sees my heart, when if I hear any church make noise, they want something, before they say anything, it's provided. and God will open doors for you beyond your imagination. If your purpose of financial prosperity is just to wear designers and fly private jets, is too small a reason for God to rend the heavens and give you a blessing that you will not have room enough. Lord, if you're healing someone in this city, don't do it without me. That's my prayer, Lord. Don't do it without me. Oh, Lord, if you're changing someone in this nation, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Oh, may it never come to a point in my life when my seed stops advancing the kingdom. Please tell me, what else will I be doing with it? Servicing sickness? Servicing poverty? As I'm speaking to you, you see your greed rising. You are trying to believe what I'm saying, but your greed is fighting you. I wish you would push this thing away. No, sir. God wants to help you. I show you the mysteries of blessings, that people just rise up. God has said it's the year of trial, because you are still going to see people rise up in strange ways. You will see, it's already happening to people. You are hearing testimonies of people and you're saying, what exactly are they doing that they are rising? Because in the world system, they have to show you the boss and the salary slip. But this one, the boss is invisible. The business is by faith, but the reward is the only thing you see. Don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Sacrifice of your life, your resources. Sometimes when I'm going for ministrations, I'm so tired, sleeping in the car or sleeping in the plane, and I'm asking myself, why am I doing this? Do I have to do this? And I just remember, it's a privilege. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. Take my body, my soul, my money, and breathe on me. He has to take everything. Take my body, my soul, my spirit, breathe on me. Listen, if you give God your spirit, you give God your brain and leave your pocket, you are carnal and a liar, because where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Are we together? My life, my finances, and every part of me is open for His scrutiny, His probing, and His instructions any day, any time, without prior notice. Belongs to Him. We're going to pray. You want to be exempted? There is a price. I know many of you just believe. I will just tell you, be exempted in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, there is a price. I won't lie to you. I fear God too much to deceive you. What is the disadvantage of not being exempted? Write it down. The disadvantage of not being exempted was in the scripture we considered with Cain. He said, all who see me will slay me. He didn't say all men, all things that see me will slay me. The disadvantage, the major disadvantage of not being exempted is that you become a victim of anything and everything. Write it down. You become a victim of anything and everything. Although redeemed, although potentially speaking, you should not be a victim of those things. But you become a victim of anything and everything without hope for recovery. The Bible says, these people have been alienated from the life of God through ignorance. It says, having their understanding darkened, they have been alienated from the life of God. Alienated from the life of God through ignorance. Listen, it's a risk to give birth to a child and not know whether that child will live long or not. It's too risky. If you've lost a child, I my heart goes out to you. Don't feel bad. But I'm telling you, there is a way out. Please listen to me. It's a risk not knowing that you come out today and go back. Remember, there are those who have done it. We are not the first to do it. Remember our song, we are surrounded by many. They have crossed this river. There are men who have lived that long. I looked at my father and my mother one time that I went to greet them, and I was just smiling. Do you know one thing I know will keep my parents long? Thanksgiving. If there is anything I've learned about my father is a man who can thank God in a way that will annoy you. He will thank you. Know how old people thank God? They thank God for things you consider to be silly. We young people say, please, if it's the air you breathe, we thank God. Until the day you breathe through a tube for 1 month, you stay and breathe in and out, you will say thank you. I've had the opportunity to go to hospitals and to see people. I remember the most recent, I think it was sometime last year, went to see one of our ladies, and I went there close to her bed. I watched somebody die. I watched it, the process. At that point, all your greed follows you to the grave. All your seeds that have refused to be given, like the rich fool, the consequences of not using your resources. He said, this day, he sat down and built a barn and put the money and said, my soul, you have money in GT Bank, you have money in Zenith, you have real estate, you are a millionaire, find rest. And God says, thou fool, your soul today will be required of you. Money does not follow men to the grave. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Pay attention and leave. Can you know that your life will be great? Oh, I'm standing today now. One shoe, one bag, one room, one stove, one pot. But I'm sowing my way. Is there a guarantee that tomorrow this loss will work for me, and then I will be the one to be able to turn back and be a blessing? Ask me. I have the answer. That's how we rose. That's why when people are bragging and saying we are this, we are the intellectuals, Harvard this, we went to this, some of us know how we came. We served our way through the mercy of God, and look what God has done today. Do you know why it is marvelous in our eyes? Because it is the Lord's doing. If it's a man's doing, it's too small to be marvelous in your eyes. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. Marvelous, yeah. That's what men will begin to say about your life. That you are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. Never allow any man despise you. You may not have it now, but you are walking your way. Sister, you don't need to prove to anybody you can buy nothing. The word of God will prove itself. Continue. You may not have what it takes. Wear your one shoe honorably. Don't borrow anybody's shoe and tie to prove any point. There's too much truckload of proofs coming in the future. I know you are a man of God. You have only one tie. Iron it with honor and sow. Sow into the kingdom. Don't buy suits. You are not wise if you do that. No, I want to package myself so that I will look like apostle. You are cheating yourself. You won't look like me soon. Let me just tell you the truth. You will, between me and you is a ladder of obedience. You will have to climb it diligently and by the grace of God. My job is to shorten your journey, not take it away. That journey is there. You will walk it. That's why I don't pity people when they cry. Sometimes it's good to let the tears roll. I love you, but I cannot stop your journey. I can only reduce it. So sometimes people cry and say, Apostle, nothing is working. And they think I will clean the tears. I say, no, let it flow. Because if it does not flow, you will not clean somebody's own. It's not wickedness. There are times I've seen people in situations I want to bless them, and the Lord said, no, don't interrupt what I'm doing in their life. I'm showing them something. And I'm saying, Lord, but they know I can help them. Say, no. No. I'm teaching them trust. Just like it's happening to someone right now. Every door of your helpers have closed. God is saying it's deliberate. Oh, don't even try to pray for open doors, because I'm the one closing it to teach you. I'm teaching you how to rejoice in the storm. I'll praise you in the storm. Remember? I will lift my hands. You are who you are. No matter where I am, and every tear that falls, you hold in your hands. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm preaching a message to you now. Koinonia, don't be ashamed of your tears. Let it flow. Let everyone see you cry, so that when you rejoice, they won't say you cheated. You followed the laws. You cried. Mommy, you may cry, but cry in faith. Cry honorably as you sow the seed. There is he that weepeth bearing precious seeds. I remember the day the Lord asked me to sow 80% of my clothes. Everything. 80%. 80% of everything. Before then, he had asked me to give everything. I've shared with you the testimony. 2007 in Port Harcourt, I carried everything I had home and abroad, plus the rechargeable lantern. That was all I had. Laid my hands and prayed on it for 3 hours, dragged it to church. Then God decided to disgrace me. I was in the overflow outside. When people were giving, God said I should sit down. When people were now giving cars and lands, when they finished, God said you can now go. I was moving. Ladies were looking at me. Guys were looking at me, but I was looking at my future. Oh yes, I was. Oh yes, I was. And I went and dropped that thing. The bag was not, I don't even know what they did with it. When they dropped that bag, I went back and sat down. I did it for his house. And the Lord spoke to me and said, my son, from today, you have entered wealth. Men walk by mysteries. My mother is one of the happiest people around. It's not just because we're alive. It's because of the quality of the children she has. We're discussing with Ejimi today. I bless my parents till the day Jesus comes. Till the day Jesus comes without fail. Whether they obey scriptures or not, I am obedience to them. The same way the priest, they receive tithes on behalf of the Levites, I've received it for them. May you do that for your parents. So may your obedience today make your parents live long, so that you will take away this stress that is killing parents young now. You see a parent 70 years, they can't walk because the son at 40 is still coming. Mommy, please, can you borrow me 100,000? I say, how much is my pension? He said, just give me. Are you determined to be exempted? We're going to pray. Sister, take my message seriously. Barrenness is still real. Barrenness does not just come on bad ladies who live wayward lives. There are sincere people. You can start exempting yourself now. Don't wait until the day you get married and try and try and try and nothing happens. Gentlemen, don't wait until the day a landlord harasses you. You say, I'll start giving. Start now. Don't wait and say, Apostle, but I'm not even in a relationship. That's a good time to start sowing that seed. Your seeds can go ahead of your future. Lord, I carry this sacrifice. It's for you. It's for you. Ask Ejimi. He's a witness. What did I do with all my scholarships? Not once did I was on 2 scholarships. I was on Mobile. I was on Total Final Elf, then they used to call it. Then there was no GT Bank in Zaria. We'll go to Kaduna and cash it. Ask him. He's a witness. Everything went for the kingdom. Other people were buying laptops. They were buying this. I used my scholarship for the kingdom. Behind every story, every glory, there is a story. Don't just sit down desiring men's results. This is what this covetousness in the body of Christ. Oh God, I like Ejimi's watch. I like this. I like Pastor Alpha's shoe. Stop those things. That's not how to claim. You claim through obedience. Obedience. We are really going to pray seriously, because I want you to be exempted. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. The danger that looms around, there is real danger. Psalm 91 tells us there is danger on your children, born or unborn. From the womb now, children get mysteriously sick. Father does not have that sickness. Mother does not have that sickness. From that period of conception to delivery, the child comes out with one kind of nonsense. I remember one of our ladies who gave birth to one baby. He later died. You know, I remember them meeting me. They gave birth to the baby. The baby was an imbecile. You know, nothing. Neck will not move. Hand will not move. Nothing. And I remember the pain the mother used to go through. I went back to God and I said, Lord, what happened? What happened? And then I told him, I said, look, sacrifice is the last bus stop in this kingdom. When all else fails, you sacrifice. It's a master key. It will tear that heaven open. I show you a mystery. There are times I've come to certain places that I know some doors will not open. I prayed, they didn't open. I fasted, they didn't open. And I reached out through intelligence. I took seeds that shook heaven and I swung those doors open. And Solomon loved the Lord. And Solomon said, gather me 1,000 animals. They said, sir, are you dashing people? He said, don't ask me any question. Bring knife. Slaughter them. Number one. Number two. He said, spill the blood. There was a field. God kept watching. He said, let's watch how far he will go. When he got to 500, he didn't stop. God said, my God, what is this? Who is this man? Who gave him this kind of heart to sacrifice? Immediately, God came to him and said, Solomon, you called me. Sacrifice has a voice. It can call God. I'm telling you a mystery. Some of you are in situations right now, your education cannot bring you out. It will not bring you out. You are in a situation where you are about to break through something. The pastor in your family with all his anointing was not exempted from that trouble. Bad luck. People rise to certain levels. The moment they reach there, they crash. You are number 7 out of 13 people. Nobody's working. And you say, I got first class. You better switch. There is a mystery of exemption. Everybody that married in your family, the lifespan of the marriage was 4 years. They prayed in tongues, the marriage is scattered, because there is a spirit covenanted authoritatively. It takes sacrifice. I have done this for myself. I have done this for Koinonia. Hi. Brothers and sisters, you are sitting on blood. You are not just sitting on chairs. You are sitting on tears. You are sitting on sacrifices that brought you. That's what brought you here. It's not Joshua Selman's revelation. Sacrifice. Many people cannot do this thing. It's hard. That's why very few are exempted. I never told you it will be easy. I won't lie to you. There is he that weepeth. There are things this man has done. There are sacrifices. I remember one time, I'm sorry I'm having to say it. He carried a seed together with his wife. And I knew this was a serious sin. There are people here who have done it. Sacrifices unto death. A kind of sacrifice that when you finish, you say, God, I hope this thing is right. I hope it works. I told you about my mother. My mother almost brought tears out of my eyes. I think it was towards the end of last year. She said her death will. My mother said if she dies, any benefit that will come, they should transfer it to Koinonia. A woman alive, covenanting her will for God. Where is the devil that will kill her? That's the realm where you say, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Listen, we rise in this kingdom through sacrifice. We exempt ourselves through sacrifice. Strange sacrifice. I have watched it open doors for me. I have watched it open doors for people. Great men that you see in this nation, the secret is not just the sacrifice of prayer. Their seeds have gone. If I tell you I don't practice this, those close to me know. I am a bank of walking seeds. Nothing just stays idle. I send it to my future. I send it fast. I may cry sending it. Hallelujah. I was talking to a Jimmy and I was telling him, I said, I have so much recharge card in my phone, I don't know what to do. He asked me how much. I said 41,000. What will I do with a recharge card? My phone loaded with 41,000. One naira is not for me. One naira is not for me. What will I do with it? You are not ready for blessings till your seed speaks. Oh, you mean you are enjoying? No. No. When blood touches the earth, heaven must answer. Who said your family will never be rich? There is this cause of poverty. If you have been giving, you just give 10,000, give 10 naira. You are not ready to move. Oh, let me tell you the truth. There is a day you come and say, Lord, my children, I serve idols. My father served idols. It was in idolatry I gave my life to Christ. I've not even stabilized my stand. I know these altars are fighting me. Therefore, I lift up a fortification. Gather unto me, my saints. Psalm 50, verse 5. Please give it to us. They that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. A covenant with me by sacrifice. Listen, you are at a phase in your life where you should not pity money. Listen to me. Wasteful spending is bad. But fearful spending is demonic. You don't spend your money buying shoes. Spend your money breaking altars. Spend your money breaking covenant. Leave all those shoes. Don't be foolish. They will come. Prove any point to anybody. Lord, I have watched my elder brother rubbish. I watched my elder sister. She got married and got mad this first day. This will not happen. Oh, I know it will not happen because I'm in Koinonia. If you don't do what Koinonia people are doing, you'll be surprised. I'm showing you the secrets. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, they will sit with you like this and tell you they are coming to jail you, coming to take you to prison, coming to take you to this. You cannot pay your rent. Your sacrifice. That's when you see that sacrifice is powerful. There is a lady, I don't know if she testified. I have the text message in my phone. I shared it with you, Jimmy. 2 days ago, her mother practically died. And the girl said, no way. And she called, I think she may be a worker or so. She sent a text. I told her to come and share it by herself. I don't know if she was a worker or whatever. And do you know, this lady said, she said, Kai, I can't use my faith again. Everything went bad. And she sent me a text. You know what she sent? She said, Apostle, I can't use faith. I use the covenant you have with God. Do you know what I did? I put the text. I told you, Jimmy, what I did. I put the text and I threw it on my bed. I said, Lord, look at what this lady said. Her mother came back to life yesterday. Yesterday. The text is still in my phone. Take over. Take over, Lord, I come to the end of Jehovah, I have touched the end of us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I have come to the end of greed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I have come to the end of my
listen, till today they serve idols in my village. Till today they serve idols in my village. With the reign of Christianity, you are not the first to have curses. I told you demons used to oppress me.
as a man of God, anointed, healing the sick. I went to pastors. I said, what is this thing that demons come to press me in the night? They said, I don't have faith. I said, what is faith? I've done everything they define faith to be. Brothers and sisters, there are certain altars that after you have prayed, I wish what I'm telling you is a lie. I know you are in Christ, but I show you the mysteries behind the pain of men. There are some seeds alone that will break some altars and smash it to pieces. And in 1 year, 1 year, when it was time to save man, Jesus Christ, God did not make a pronouncement. He dragged his son. When the son went to Golgotha, when his blood dripped, that's why no power, the only power that can overcome God is the power that can give a son with that same condition. Any other deity that can turn a God to become a son and sacrifice him will have more power than God. He looked around the heavens and found no one greater, and he swore by himself, the seed shall bruise the head. The seed. Please look at me. Look at me. If I have preached and I have told you a lie, may a curse come upon me and my children that are unborn. If I have manipulated you for any gain, listen, I don't care who you are, how old you are, what you read. If you want to rise above witchcraft in this life, you want to rise and match the head of the devil, it's not just your prayer and your voice. There is he that weepeth. You don't just drop money like that. The sacrifice is not in the money, it's the value on you. And tie it with an expectation. Lord, they say my womb will not open. You have seen three of your sisters barren. You are there jumping up and down and saying, I am. They are not barren because they are devils. They just do not understand the mystery of exemption. Koinonia is sitting upon this mystery. That's why you see us rising by his grace. Those who don't understand will just think, oh, these people are just lucky. There's no luck in this thing, oh. There's no luck in this thing. You were engaging. There is a mystery. There is a mystery that exempts men from all of these vicissitudes of life. Please, I want you to believe it in the name of the Lord God of heaven. And open up yourself, because we are going to do some serious prayers. This night is not a night to just joke around. We came to pray. Within the few minutes we have to pray. I'd like you to pray. Remember, we're exempting ourselves. Rise up on your feet, and in the next 5 minutes, I want you to blast in tongues as though one who is ready for exemption. Lord, it can't continue like this. Lord, my family cannot continue like this. Pray. 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 The Lord will honor you. You are in the presence of the mighty one. You are accessing secrets that will exempt you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it loud and serious. Please be serious. Say, Lord Jesus, the yoke of suffering. Say the yoke of suffering, the yoke of hardship upon my family and upon my life. I command that it be lifted tonight. Lift your voice and pray. Lift it out of your life. There is such a yoke upon family. Doesn't matter whether you are working or not. Doesn't matter whether you are in business or not. You keep blaming other people, whereas the trouble is from you. Come on, believers, pray. Come on, believers, pray. So pray to Keparatakata. Ebratala soto preke shele barana mala. Exemption. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen. I want you to pray three major areas in your life where that exemption must show immediately. Listen, there are many areas. Choose three areas in your life and pray. This is an instruction. Pray it with your heart. Mention it. Lord, this unfruitfulness, this, my family. Mention them if it's your finances. And blast in tongues and say, it must leave. It must leave. Prophesy. His ears are open. Prophesy. His ears are open. Prophesy. His ears are open. Prophesy. Shekalabakata prakata balanaba. Lekabarada balada bakasa bradagata barasa. Lekatekete praskata barasa. Exemption. In this year of triumph, I provoke it. In this year of triumph, I provoke it by the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to pray and say, Lord, the attachment I have to money, the attachment I have to material things that will not let me sacrifice, take it away from my life. Please pray. You really need that separation. Carnality. 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 Attachment to money, attachment to material things that will not allow you release resources. The fear of lack, the fear of resources finishing. Curse it. Curse it. Malakata praskada marado shubris. Ende prata lakoto sobrishkaria. Everything given to God multiplies. It does not diminish. Everything given to God multiplies. It does not diminish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to challenge you to do something this is not my culture, but I want to challenge you. Whatever seed you have, anything, maybe some financial resources, you can help somebody with it if you have more. It's not about, you always hear me say this, it's not, we're a very blessed ministry. I say it with all humility. We are a very, very, very blessed ministry. His grace has been faithful. So this is not about money. But if you have something that you can connect with, please, that no matter how small, no matter how little, connect with something. I want to pray a prayer. I want to pray a prayer. Connect with something. Help somebody. Don't sit down greedily saying, I don't know him.
Take over, Jehovah. I have come to the end of myself. Take over, Jehovah. I have touched the end of myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have come to the end of myself.
Hallelujah. Sweetheart, come.
I have come to the end of myself. Take over, Jehovah. I have come to the end of myself.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Finance department, somebody, a representative should stand for Koinonia in this prayer we are praying. Because we are also a ministry that believes the word. So we are not just telling people to do it. Stand on behalf of the ministry. We are all going to. So I want to pray. And the seed shall bruise the head of the serpent. I want to pray. Please, listen. Don't give anything foolishly. Don't give anything emotionally. Are we together? Don't just carry your phones and give emotionally and carry. Please make sure everything you do is based on understanding. You don't have a seed, you are not going to hell. Are we together? If you don't have a seed, you can touch, make contact with somebody who has a seed. That way at least it can help. It's not about money, brothers and sisters. This is one of the biggest mysteries behind the life of this man you see standing before you. My life is a fountain of blood that drips. You don't kill a dead man. A sacrifice already killed him. I have enjoyed the blessings of God in my life. I have seen doors open in strange ways. I have seen access. Many people think it's because I'm a man of God. No. It's because of the principle of the word. I want to pray for you. Lord Jesus, we stand before you tonight in total faith. You are teaching us in this house the mystery of exemption. And Lord, you have taught us how kingdom service can exempt men. We are not doing this emotionally. We are not doing this to coerce ourselves. But Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that by this seed, I prophesy upon lives, upon destinies from tonight, a dimension of breakthrough you have never seen. I release it upon you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare that any charm, any altar, any pronouncement, any yoke, I don't care how long it has lingered around your life. You have prayed, it has refused to go. You have fasted, it has refused to go. You even danced and it refused to go. I prophesy, may your seed answer tonight. May your seed answer tonight. Lord, according to Psalms 50 verse 5, he said, gather unto me my saints, they that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I pray, if I be sent of God, I stand up, God, upon this altar in the name of Jesus. As you are holding this seed, I command judgment in the camp of the enemy. Judgment right now in the camp of the enemy. May the fire fall on your seed. 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 Shabakata lakoto sopregete. Legete kata. The Lord God that answers by fire. The God of Elijah that descends upon the sacrifice. In the name of Jesus, as it burns this sacrifice, it burns every altar. As it burns this sacrifice, it burns every charm. It burns every pronouncement. It burns every pronouncement. Therefore, by this seed, I prophesy, be exempted from death. Be exempted from lack. Be exempted from struggling. Be exempted from disfavor. Be exempted. I don't care how it has been in your family. By this seed, I change the patterns tonight. I change the patterns tonight. I change the patterns tonight. Everything called dead in your life, everything that has refused to resurrect in your life, everything keeping you at the same level, you are growing older but you are not moving. The truth is, you are not making progress. The last 3 years you have been at the same place. I push you forward now by the power of prophecy. I push you forward now. I push you forward now. Anyone here already marked for death? Cain said, this punishment is too much. I don't care what law you broke. I don't care what access you gave the devil. It was Cain that said, my punishment is too much. He said, any man that sees me, any poverty that sees me, anything that sees me will slay me. And God said, I put a mark. I prophesy upon you right now. Let me tell you, some of you will feel a physical hand upon your forehead, putting a mark. In the name of Jesus, I invoke the covenant of this office that I stand upon. I invoke the covenant of this office that I stand. If I be a man of God, at the count of three, let that mark come upon men. 1, 2, 3. Take it. That mark of exemption. That mark of exemption over death, over poverty, over disfavor, over closed heavens. I shall put a separation between those that serveth him and those that do not serve him. Where your personal faith has failed and is limited, where your prayer life is limited, I boost your resolve by the sacrifice upon this altar. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you receive results you know are bigger than you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore I declare, whatever closed the heavens over you, so that nothing to celebrate comes. You are serving God, but there's nothing to say God has been faithful. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, before miracle service next week, as surely as the God of heaven lives, return with laughter. Return with strange laughter. Return with strange laughter. Hallelujah. I pray for every family represented here. Let me tell you, listen, whenever you pray, never forget our families, because many families are in big trouble. Big is only individuals that have been exempted. No matter how you rise, if things are not okay for your people, you are still in trouble. Are we together? Because their envy will kill you and draw you down. If out of a family of 15 people, you are the only one who rises alone, get set for trouble. You are ready to pay the school fees of 14 people. You are ready to take care of children that you cannot account for. Therefore, I pray, as the seed speaks for you, let it grow wings and extend to your family members. Let it grow wings and extend to your family members. In the name of Jesus Christ. Uncommon favor, uncommon unction, uncommon anointing, uncommon help. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Parenting Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.forshared.com. Parenting Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.